Chapter 2. Who's in Control? 2 weeks had gone by, and Francis noticed that the skink was getting bigger. What are you eating, Lizard? I'll look when I come home. And off she rushed for school. That afternoon, on her way home from school, Francis was surprised at how hot it was. The sun was intense, and it was only May. It felt like she was in an oven. Francis wiped her brow. It was as if she was living in the terrarium. Francis laughed at that thought. When Francis got home, she dumped her books by the door, as she always did, and headed to her room to check on the terrarium. When she walked in, she couldn't believe her eyes. The light had fallen into the tank. The thermometer read 102 degrees. She wondered if the thermometer was defective. Andrew, you really must be more careful, said his mother. You left the light on in your terrarium for too long. We're not going to buy you another tank if you kill everything because you're careless. The terrarium is your responsibility. You have living creatures in there. They're counting on you for survival. They need water to survive, not heat. The next day, Frances made up for the heat in her terrarium with lots of water. She watered the tank until puddles formed. She felt gloomy. It was also raining outside. She was dreading her walk to school. In fact, she didn't want to go. But today she had to give an update on her terrarium to her science class. I guess I'll have to mention how I nearly cooked you guys, she said to the skink as she continued watering the tank. Francis's teacher was impressed with her report. She was pleased that Francis admitted to and took responsibility for the light. Francis's terrarium got me thinking, Mrs. Gill said. What if we were living in someone's terrarium, and someone, like one of you, was controlling our temperature, light, water, even our food? Just something to think about over the weekend. Oh, and surprise, no homework.